and welcome to the Home Staging Tips Podcast, the place to be if you need home staging tips because you are selling your house soon. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel, so let's get started with this new episode. Hey there, and welcome back to another podcast on home staging tips. Again, my name is Kasha, and today we're going to be talking about the best and the worst staging trends for your home. So you're probably struggling with a few things when it comes time to sell your home. You either don't know where to begin on how to get your house ready to sell. You don't know why staging should even be needed and don't want to spend the money. Or you don't know how to stage and you just need some help and guidance. So I've seen all of these different scenarios when I've met different clients of mine. And a lot of times they're willing to learn and figure out what it is they need to do. And so they're more engaged and ready to go because they know they need to get rid of this house and they need to move on with their life, and they're willing to go the extra mile and do whatever it takes just to get it sold, right? So if you're in that place, let me spend some time in talking about staging trends to avoid when it comes time to sell your home. So the number one thing that I really wish that homeowners would avoid is emptying out the room or your house in general. Now, I know some of you may be leaving very quickly. Maybe you have a new job and you just have to take all your furniture with you. But if there is any way that you can use your furniture, get it ready to go and get pictures taken, and not take the pictures when the room is empty, that's the best thing you can do, because empty houses take longer to sell. And the reason for that is because there's no sense of scale, there's nothing to help the buyer see what you can really fit in that room, because empty rooms actually look smaller. You'd think they would look bigger, but they really don't. And then if they're awkward shaped rooms, really long, then the buyers have no idea how to even show off and put their furniture in there. So if you can avoid emptying out the room, use your furniture to help you and arrange it in such a way that it shows off the space. If it's a living room, show it as a living room. If it's a bedroom, show it as a bedroom, okay? So avoid emptying out the rooms in your house. Get the pictures done. I know some of you may be thinking, well, my furniture's not the greatest looking. You know, it's not that really. I mean, if you really need to, you can go get a slip cover to cover them up, okay? Because really, getting rental furniture can get really expensive, and that's not something that you may have the budget for. So reusing your furniture, you can get really creative with how to show off the space using the furniture that you have in there, and getting it arranged in such a way that buyers will still be able to tell they're not there to buy your furniture. They're there to buy the house, but they want to see, well, there's a couch and a love seat. Well, I have a couch and a love seat, or I have a couch and a chair. Okay, great. I can fit all that stuff in here. Oh, I see how they arranged it in here. Okay, I can work with that too. I really like this space. You know, that's what they're thinking. That's what you want to show them. So avoid empty rooms, okay? Another staging trend that I want you to avoid is setting the table for your dining room table or your eat-in kitchen, anything like that, because it's so fake. It really is. Nobody, or very few people have a dining room table set. Do you, when you're living in your house? Probably not. Very few do. And if they do, it's probably collecting dust, number one. Number two, they probably don't let anybody sit there. So, and it's, your house is not a museum. That's not what it is. Your house is meant to be lived in. So don't set the table in your dining room or your eat-in kitchen or even your breakfast bar. Don't do it. It's not realistic. They do that on TV because it's TV. But in real life, you don't do that. I don't set tables when I'm staging houses. The old thing that I do is I'll put either a table runner, something colorful on there, a potted plant, maybe some candles, a vase with fresh flowers, something like that that doesn't require your best china to be put out with your best glasses and silverware. Because again, you don't know who's coming through your home. Things can get broken, things can get stolen, and if it's your fine china, you really don't want that out there. Okay? So don't set the table. I'm telling you, okay? A third thing that I've seen staging trends that to avoid is putting ribbons on towels. But that's not, again, not realistic because the towels are meant to be used. If you have a ribbon around your towel, you can't use it, right? Again, your house is not a museum. It's meant to be lived in. It's meant to feel comfortable. You live in it. It's not supposed to be really lived in with like laundry everywhere, but there should not be ribbons around the towels, okay? And the last thing, a staging trend to avoid, is baking cookies or any baking of any kind of smell. You may think, oh, well, that's a great thing that they do that in the movies all the time. Again, it's a movie, not real life. That's not what you do. Some smells people can be allergic to or very sensitive to, especially perfumes. If you have those spray things that turn, go on, air fresheners, those types of things, those just heavy perfumes. And then people are wondering, well, what are you hiding? What smell are you trying to hide? Is there a dog smell? Is there a smoking smell? Maybe there's something else going on in there. So, any kind of smells of any kind, your house should be neutral. There should be no smell whatsoever. Okay? And baking cookies can also lead to burnt cookies or burnt smells. So, again, we want to avoid that as well. Okay, so those are the four things to avoid. The things that you can do that I recommend are the best trends to do is to remove any excess items in each and every single room. So we're talking about decluttering, taking things out that don't belong there. And probably know what I'm talking about. If there's a treadmill in the living room, that doesn't belong in there. If there's laundry in the living room, it doesn't belong in there. Okay? You get the idea. Remove any excess, decide where it needs to go, if it needs to be packed up, donated, sold, whatever, it doesn't belong in that room. Okay? Another thing that you can do that is the best staging trend you can do is rearranging the room and creating a focal point. Now, that's probably not something that you're familiar with those terms, creating a focal point. A focal point is something that your eye is drawn to when you first walk into the room. What's the first thing you see when you walk into the living room? Is it the fireplace? Is it the TV? Is it the bar? What is it? If it's a bedroom, it should be the bed. That's the first thing your eye should walk and see, right? And it should be a bed that's made, right? So you're creating a focal point, something that draws your eye and lets you stay in the room, and it's not a bad thing that your eye notices, okay? We're talking about good things. And sometimes that requires rearranging the room when you walk into it, okay? When you walk into the room, the focal point should not be on the wall next to you on the left. It should be straight ahead of you, okay? That's what we're talking about when you walk in and create a focal point. Think of like a piece of artwork, okay? It could be a piece of artwork too that draws your eye, okay? And the last thing that you can do as this good staging trend for your home to get it sold is staging with accessories. The accessories that I'm talking about are maybe it could be lamps, it could be curtains, it could be mirrors, artwork, pillows, blankets, those types of things to make it feel homey and not sterile. Because when you walk into a house that you walk into the living room, I had this happen to me. They had the living room furniture and it was black leather furniture and they had gray rug and yes, they had a focal point, the fireplace, but that was it. There was nothing else that gave life to the room. There was no artwork on the wall, there was no pillows, no nothing to make you feel cozy. We're trying to create a story when we're coming into the house. You want that if it's a bigger home, it's a family that's going to be living there. You want them to feel comfortable, cozy up by the fireplace, draw that blanket around them, and have them sitting there watching TV with the rest of the family or whatever it is. Maybe they're playing board games. reading a book, whatever. That's the kind of story that you want them to take with them when they leave the house. You want them to remember that great, great living room, that great bedroom, playroom, whatever it is. Tell the story, make it homey, and that's how you can get your house sold faster. The buyers buy on emotion versus the facts that they see that there's a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house. But they have to fall in love with it. They have to know, I love this color in here. I love what they have done with the place in here. That's what we're trying to do, okay? So those are the best and worst staging trends for your home. I hope you take it into consideration when it comes time to sell your home. And if you need one-on-one staging help, I am here for you. You can reach out to me on my website, bluediamondstaginganddesign.com. I do have consultations available. Or you can also get some more tips through my do's and don'ts staging tips in my ebook. That's a free ebook that tells you even more tips than what I've told you here. So you can take a look. Again, go to my website and I'll put that in the notes, bluediamondstaginganddesign.com, to download my free ebook or get one-on-one staging help with me. Hope you have a great day.